Sue Sweet. Marie, like so many others in the community and around the world, the Sue's Ryan London is bravely battling cancer. In London's case, Sue area hospital doctors are monitoring him for any recurrence of bladder cancer. The disease has changed his outlook on life. I take life one day at a time. I don't value material things as much. I'm really looking forward to Christmas just to spend time with my family, London said in an interview with Sue Today. Symptoms of his disease first manifested themselves in the summer of 2021 when he spotted blood in his urine. I thought I must be dehydrated. I sloughed it off because there was no pain, so I just let it go. 3 weeks later, I was driving and I felt some pain in my abdomen. When I reached my destination, I urinated blood again. London's doctor referred him to a urologist and his bladder was examined in March of 2022. They found a tumor. The doctor said, "Mr. London, you have cancer. I was fortunate to have surgery right away because the tumor was big. A surgeon removed his tumor without having to remove his bladder." Bladder cancer is the fifth most common cancer in Canada. Most people who are stricken with bladder cancer are males, 55 and older. The average age at diagnosis is 73. Smokers are at greater risk for bladder cancer. The Canadian Cancer Society states that in 2024, 12,300 Canadians will be diagnosed with bladder cancer. 2,600 Canadians will die from bladder cancer. 9,300 men will be diagnosed with bladder cancer and 1,900 will die from it. 3,000 women will be diagnosed with bladder cancer and 740 will die from it. I'm young. I was 36 when I was diagnosed 2 years ago and a non-smoker. It was from out of left field and I thought, why? London said. His was a stage 1 cancer upon diagnosis, but very aggressive. It was a rough day when they told me. I remember suddenly feeling really cold and feeling shocked. You hear the word cancer and you think your life's over. The nurse at Sioux Area Hospital could see I was in shock. She gave me a hug and said, "You're not alone. We have your back. We're like a family now and we'll get through this together." That act of kindness remains with me to this day and it made a big difference, London said. The next step in his treatment was to receive Bacillus Calmette-Guérin, BCG, injections. Basically, they inject you in the bladder with the tuberculosis vaccine, which acts as immunotherapy. I got very sick with it and I had to stop, he recalled. London, a local mechanic, is monitored through examinations every 6 months by an oncologist who administers an MRI and a chest X-ray to see if the cancer has spread. He said he still experiences occasional pain and more frequent urination. London said he wants to spread the message that it is imperative for people, young or old, to look for warning signs of bladder cancer. If you urinate blood, it doesn't necessarily mean cancer. It could be a kidney stone or an infection, but see your family doctor or go to the walk-in clinic. Even if they don't push for a urologist, try and see if they can do some diagnostic imaging and they can look for something. I'm really pushing for people to be aware. Be proactive and look for warning signs in your body. Guys tend to think, if I ignore the problem, it'll go away. The longer you wait, the less chance you have for a positive outcome. Initial symptoms of bladder cancer include frequent urination, pain or burning during urination, feeling as if you need to urinate even if your bladder isn't full, urinating often during the night. If the cancer has grown larger or has spread outside the bladder to other parts of the body, symptoms may include being unable to urinate, lower back pain on one side of the body, pain in the abdomen, bone pain or tenderness, unintended weight loss and loss of appetite, swelling in the feet, feeling tired. London wants to see funds raised for bladder cancer research and acknowledges the role played by Bladder Cancer Canada. Bladder Cancer Canada is a great resource. They walk you through what's going on, London said. Dollars sent to Bladder Cancer Canada are needed. Of the 24 cancers in Canada that are funded for research, it's number 21. It's the most expensive cancer to treat because of the recurrence rates. I had a suspected recurrence 9 months ago. They went in and zapped it, London said. More information on bladder cancer can be found on Bladder Cancer Canada's website. Like many others who battle with cancer or other diseases, London said he doesn't want to be defined by his illness. I just want to be me. I don't want to identify with the disease except when I go for my checkups.